Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Hi, I'm Scott Morrison. Forget Movember. I invite you to join me for the most unpopular month of all, ScoMovember.
It's so easy. Just spend 30 days behaving like a daggy boofhead who thinks people actually say fair dinkum.
ScoMovember is fair dinkum, cobbers.
ScoMovember. It makes growing an embarrassing moustache seem like a great alternative.
I'll grow a moustache if you vote for me, or shave it off if the polls say I should, or maybe I should grow it on half my face, or maybe I should...
Radio Chaser on Sydney's Triple M.
I'm incredibly torn that this next story, because this British biotech firm called Biotech has started. It started implanting chips into humans, so that you don't have to have a swipe card or something like that when you go to work.
Why would you be torn? That is awesome.
Actually, they already have started a pilot scheme right here in Australia.
Hi, welcome to the Animal Shelter. Are you interested in adopting or have you lost a pet?
Neither. I've lost one of my employees. Wonder if anyone might have handed him in.
Was he microchipped?
Of course he was. He's an employee of a large greedy company.
I'll just look him up on the database. Does he have a name?
Yeah, Stefanovic. Carl Stefanovic. I'm the producer of his breakfast show and he often goes missing. He's a very naughty boy.
Ah, yes. Looks like he's been handed in. We have him locked up over here in Cage 9. Although, made an awful mess. Beer cans everywhere.
Oh, what a stench. Oh, look, come on, boy. Look, I know you don't want to go, but we have to get back to the studio. Yes. No, boy, no. You're not allowed to go by Uber. Oh, I give up. This is even harder than when I had to collect Carl Sanderlands.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Kanye West, he's been accused of copying. Now, you know the singer Lorde, right? She's accused Kanye West today of copying the set from her concert tour. Well, Kanye, I think, hasn't learned his lesson, though. Take a listen.
A Radio Chaser Entertainment Update.
First, he stole Lorde's concert stage design. Now, rapper Kanye West is accused of stealing yet another famous set.
I have one message for Kanye. You're a thief and you're a flaming galah.
Actor Ray Ma, better known as Alf Stewart from Home and Away, is furious. He claims the Life of Pablo rapper stole his new concert set from Ma's popular Channel 7 series.
I went to his flaming gig and I couldn't believe my flaming eyes. There on stage, that the whole set was identical to my diner in Summer Bay.
Critics found the resemblance uncanny, with West even pulling a lager from Alf's beer taps while singing his hit Gold Digger.
The last straw was when Kanye stole Principal Fisher as a flaming backup singer.
And now that don't kill me, can only make me stronger.
But bad turned to worse the following night, when Kanye appeared with a new set. This one clearly based on the ABC News weather report. Weatherman Graham Creed is appalled.
There he was, singing his number one anthem, Heartless, right in front of my synoptic chart. Get your own meteorology department, Kanye.
Only time will tell which stage designs Kanye will steal next, with some fearing tomorrow's concert could even take place on the set of Hey Dad. This is Chris Taylor for Radio Chaser.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Talking about the new terra firma gripping Sydney, the Bunnings onions that could fall under your feet and make you slip over.
Yeah, and I think Charles Firth has got the right idea. This is the beginning of a civil war. I mean, it's Australia versus Bunnings. Whose side are you on?
Yeah.
It's a directive that's gone out to everyone who's manning a barbecue at Bunnings this weekend. It's because, well, I think you all know the reason. There was a very fateful day, one Saturday, last September.
As a serving police officer, there are certain calls you always pray you never get.
Hello, 000.
You've got to help us. There's a man at the sausage sizzle here at Bunnings, and he's...
Sir, you'll have to slow down.
He's just bought a sausage and
what, sir?
And the onions are on the outside!
We'll dispatch someone straight away.
When we got to the scene, it was just chaos. People were screaming, doing whatever they could to get out of there.
Not easy, of course, when half the aisles at Bunnings are congested with staff members filming those f***ing Bunnings commercials.
Sir, this is the police. Put the sausage sandwich down. Repeat, put the sausage sandwich down.
And that's when it happened. In the mayhem, one of the onions from his sandwich fell to the ground.
Attention all motorists. We have a loose onion on the ground. The M4 highway and all other roads in the area have been shut down. Please do not leave your homes unless you absolutely have to. Repeat.
It was now obviously a very live situation. One onion down, and who knew how many more might follow.
So police took the decision to disarm the sausage assailant. The only problem was that we weren't carrying our guns at the time, but luckily at Bunnings, they have an excellent range of nail guns at very competitive prices.
Drop the sausage, sir! Drop the sausage! Lower! Lower! Come on! At Bunnings, lower sausages are just the beginning!
The assailant tried to make his escape, but as fate would have it, he slipped on his own onion. And like most people who accidentally tread on a bit of onion, he died instantly.
Even though he was dead, we still had a live onion on the ground, so we had to call in the onion disposal squad.
It's too dangerous! I can't do it! The onion on the ground is raw! I repeat, raw onion!
And there's only one person in the world who can dispose of raw onion.
Clear the scene! Clear the scene! Make way for Tony Abbott!
And say what you like about him as a politician, but Tony Abbott was a true Australian hero that day.
Yeah. But we still shot him with our nail guns while we had the chance.
Radio Chaser on Sydney's Triple M.
Cruising is going through the roof.
Yeah.
Remember like 10, even 20 years ago, it had a really daggy reputation? Like it was something your grandparents did and no one else would consider it. It's now the fastest growing sector in the whole of travel. You notice it. I don't know if you've been into a travel agency recently, but you can tell they're all on the take. You can tell, they're incentivized to upsell you because, I tried to book a holiday recently and something seemed a little bit sus.
Hello, I'd like to book a holiday, please.
Certainly, sir. And which particular cruise did Sir have his eye on?
Not a cruise. I'd like to go to Africa. My wife and I are very keen to do a safari.
I see. You are aware most of the game parks are inland, sir.
So?
Very difficult to get the cruise ships in, and bound to frighten the wildlife if we try.
No, we...
I could put you on a cruise that gets you to the coastline of Africa. Giraffes are very tall. You'd probably still see them from the ship's deck.
No.
Or we could put some elephants and hippos in one of the ship's bars, so you'd still get a safari-style experience.
I don't think you understand. We're not interested in doing a cruise. We'd like to do a proper safari in Kenya, and then travel up to Egypt to see the pyramids and the Nile.
Oh, a Nile River cruise. Well, why didn't you say so, sir?
No, no cruises. No ships. We want to self-drive the whole trip in a Jeep.
Very difficult to play quoits in a Jeep, sir.
What?
No pool, no theatre shows at night. I mean, I could see if Ugly Dave Gray's still happy to perform in your Jeep.
Just about enough of this.
You leaving, sir?
Well,
let me book a taxi for you.
I'm fine.
No trouble at all. In fact, here's one pulling up now.
You booked me a cruise ship to take me 5 minutes down the road?
I'm a travel agent, sir. We get everybody on a cruise in the end. Say hi to Ugly Dave from me.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Now, 12 months ago, a fairly amazing thing happened. The numbers came back from the Marriage Equality Postal Survey. As we know, Yes won a decisive margin. And Erica Betts, the Coalition Senator, who's opposed to same-sex marriage, here's what he said in an interview with BuzzFeed ahead of that vote just over a year ago.
If we change marriage laws in Australia, it could lead eventually to people being able to marry maybe the Harbour Bridge?
Why not? Why not?
Here's the thing. Erica Betts was actually right in his fears. Here's what happened earlier today.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join this woman in holy matrimony with the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And now the vows.
I, Glenda, take you, the Sydney Harbour Bridge, to my lawfully wedded roadway. I promise to love you in good times and peak hour and never to unfaithfully take the harbour tunnel until a 10-car pile-up does us part.
And Sydney Harbour Bridge? Okay, we'll take that as a yes. If anyone has cause to show why this woman and this iconic steel arch bridge should not be joined, Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do. She married the Gladesville Bridge last week.
Glenda, is this true?
Don't slut-shame me. I've seen about 10 groups of tourists mounting the Harbour Bridge every day.
Well, I'm convinced. Glenda, you may kiss the pylon.
Thank you.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Now, you know how they say robots are going to take over the world? The first world, or one of the first worlds they're taking over, is the world of the news. China has unveiled this week their very first artificial intelligence newsreader.
Hello, everyone. I'm an English artificial intelligence anchor.
Australia's sort of starting to get a little bit interested in this.
Really? Is Sandra Sully
no,
a robot?
No, I won't hear a bad word against Sandra. But no, apparently Channel 9 is the first to really explore this technology, and they've been doing sort of little tests on robotic newsreaders this week.
Good evening. Making news this hour, British Prime Minister Theresa May says her cabinet has agreed
to a draft. What's Brexit? This? What's it doing?
Ah, my apologies. I appear to have set it to serious news. Let me just turn it to the Channel 9 setting for you.
Uproar today as Bunnings gives the sausage sanger a makeover.
That's
the
better, but can we make it a bit more Channel 9?
The Bunnings sausage saga has been slammed by host of Channel 9's The Block, Scott Cam.
Perfect. And can it do banter with the weather presenter?
Not even humans have learnt how to do that.
What about local politics?
Of course.
To Canberra now, bring back Tony Abbott. Bring back Tony Abbott. Bring back
What's
Tony
happening?
Abbott.
It seems to
bring
be malfunctioning.
I accidentally switched it to the Sky News setting. It's very adaptable. Look, you can change it to SBS mode.
400 people have died horribly in a flood.
Waleed Ali mode.
The UFC is completely staged and also hates Muslims.
Even Karl Stefanovic mode.
I'm having a midlife crisis. And we'll probably get the sack any day now.
So it's a very versatile little unit.
And you can't make its voice sound a little bit more natural, more human?
That's as natural as we can make it at the moment. Why, is that a problem?
No, no, not really. He's definitely less robotic than Peter Overton.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
Shopping Trolley Man.
Oh, well, you mean Trolley Man.
Trolley Man, yes.
You mean call him by his... Have some respect, Charles. Call him by his proper name.
Well, it is true that, no, his real name is Michael Rogers, but it is true that every single person in the media all week called him Trolley Man.
Is he going to be known as Trolley Man for the rest of his life?
This is the whole problem, is I think that actually even the police now are going to call him Trolley Man. Even, you know, all the people, women who are throwing themselves at it, they're going to call him Trolley Man too. He's destined for that.
Are you ready to make your vows?
I am.
Very well. Here's the microphone and in your own time.
I, Caitlin Jones, take you, Trolley Man, to be...
I just need you to say his proper full name for legal purposes.
Oh, sorry. I, Caitlin Jones, take you, Shopping Trolley Man, to be my lawfully wedded husband, to have and to hold, while also acknowledging that you'll always be holding onto your trolley as well, without which I probably wouldn't recognise you, because in my eyes you have no identity without your trolley, which isn't demeaning at all. I vow to always love and to cherish you from this day forward until I return the trolley to Aldi to get the $2 back.
Ah, lovely. And so, by the power vested in me, I now declare you Trolley Man and wife. You may now kiss the bride.
Actually, can I just return the trolley and get the $2 now? I could really use some gum.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you either win or you die. Actually, you just die.
Game of Thrones is back for a massive final season, and everyone is asking, how can it be bigger? The answer, every single character dies. In the first scene. Except for a pigeon.
Shot in 5 countries.
Over $400 million in special effects.
And 0 cast because they've all been killed.
Game of Thrones Season 8, The Pigeon's Tale.
We really should have thought this through.
Pigeon is coming!
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
So you know how the main achievement of the New South Wales state government is knocking down stadiums? Well, when they were knocking down the Parramatta Stadium, they went, okay, well, they had to knock down the Parramatta pool as well.
Yeah, the Parramatta Council pool.
Yeah, which was actually a perfectly good pool. But they said, it's all right, we'll completely cover for the replacement of that pool. And so now it's come out that they're only offering $30 million to replace the pool. The only problem is that it will cost $90 million to actually pay for that pool. They should just put up with a third of a pool.
Welcome to the 16.5-metre freestyle in the Parramatta pool as the swimmers take their position.
Set.
And they're off. A great start for Australia in a commanding lead against America. And oh, that's the end of the race. What a great contest, if a bit short.
Yes, and that's a new Olympic record, I believe. Just 5.3 seconds. This Parramatta pool is really paying dividends for the Australian swimmers.
Oh dear, it appears the American competitor has hit his head on the wall at the opposite end of the pool. Ah, there's blood everywhere. Well, we might cross to the diving pool while they clear up the mess and get rid of the corpse.
Yes, and the next competitor is doing a forwards 3.5 somersaults pike, and oh yes. Yes, a brilliant dive, very well executed. Ah, but
where's the water?
Nobody seems to have told him that the government couldn't afford a real diving pool and just replaced it with a very realistic drawing of a pool.
Well, that's all they had money for, so they should just put up with it. It's better than nothing.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.